This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. One of the big issues this deer hunting season is about the ban on baiting and feeding deer. Old rock star Ted Nugent testified before the legislature saying this ban would essentially be the end of family hunting in Michigan. But experts say the ban on baiting will slow the spread of chronic wasting disease among deer. Amy Trotter is the executive director of the Michigan United Conservation Clubs. That organization represents some 200 hunting, fishing, and other types of groups. First, tell us what baiting is. What's the purpose?
Baiting is placement of some kind of food, usually apples, carrots, sugar beets, corn, to lure in a deer, to entice them to a spot where a hunter is hunting. It is a tool to be used. It is a valid tool to be used. However, in the face of disease, that's where, from MUCC's perspective, we have a concern, because it is also a factor in transmitting disease, because as deer are coming in closer and closer, they're, nose to nose, their saliva, their, it's all congregating right there. And with chronic wasting disease, that's a particular concern, because the prions from the disease actually will stay in the soil. So even after the bait is gone and the deer move away, that prion remains in the soil in that bait site where they've been replenishing that food over the course of a season.
So let's talk about chronic wasting disease itself. What does it do to the deer?
Chronic wasting disease is a fatal disease of deer. So once a deer obtains it, it will die from the disease. It degenerates the brain, essentially, and affects the central nervous system of a deer. So much like Alzheimer's or dementia, they become listless. They, start to wander. They waste away. And that's why it's called chronic wasting disease. So they will die of the disease. And again, it is transmitted through a prion, which is not a vaccine, which is not a virus, which is not a bacteria. So there's no vaccine, there's no antibiotic or anything that can cure it at this time.
How big of a problem is it in Michigan?
In Michigan, we're really still on the beginning edge, but it is a significant concern. We've done a lot of testing here in Michigan. The first deer in the wild was found in 2015, and we've found several hundred more since then. We know where these sites are, and the point is, in the baiting ban, is to not let those CWD zones grow. So we're really trying to prevent the spread and the transmission outside of those zones at this point, because once it becomes endemic in an area, because of the way the disease presents in the deer, they actually may live for another couple years and continue to shed and transmit the disease. And then because of how it holds in the soil, once an area has it, it's highly likely that it will not be eradicated from an endemic area, but you can prevent it.
With all of that, why is Ted Nugent so upset about a baiting ban?
Baiting is one of those factors that has grown more and more popular and socially acceptable over time. It was not a practice that was widely used even back in the 80s. Only about 30% of hunters actually baited back then. Now it's probably over 50% from a statewide perspective, and that's regionally even varied, because the Upper Peninsula, about 80% of hunters bait. So it's definitely more common in the UP and the northern lower areas. And some people have grown up through the generations that they haven't known how to hunt in any other way except to utilize bait. So they really feel that we're attacking, their way of hunting, their way of life, even in the outdoors. And that's really where Ted Nugent comes from. He's trying to stand up and be a voice for those hunters. But from our perspective, we believe in the science. We believe this is the right step to do. And we want to be able to help and to educate hunters on why this is a concern. And also, there are other tactics to use out in the field to still be a successful hunter without bait.
Michigan radio reporter Kayla Fawn today reported on a radical, unpopular, but effective way of eradicating chronic wasting disease, and that is completely killing off herds in areas where the disease crops up. That's been done elsewhere. What do you think of that controversial approach?
Well, there's areas in the state of Michigan, and I did hear Chad Stewart from the DNR say that it's probably in not even feasible in certain areas of Michigan. There are actually too many deer that we would not be able to even accomplish that. But beyond that, we always believe, MUCC always believes, that hunters should be the first and primary tool for wildlife management. We pay for the privilege of being able to hunt these deer. We don't want to have to pay sharpshooters to take care of any issues. So we want to be a part of the solution when it comes to managing wildlife. However, MUCC has really tempered its opinion over years, and there are some cases where some sharpshooting should occur, usually when it's out of season, we have a positive disease test, and we need to just find out in a very, very small circumference around that positive deer if there are any further positives, so we can do some quick surveillance on the ground. And again, this is typically used outside of the hunting season in a very new area for disease where it might be used. And there's always public safety as well. So sharpshooters are used to protect airline safety, from deer running across the runways and things like that. So that's been a pretty common practice. It's not popular, but it certainly is another tool that is necessary for public safety.
Amy Trotter is the Executive Director of the Michigan United Conservation Clubs. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.